This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan Emord.
And RSB is on the road again, literally. I'm heading down the highway. I've got some more travel trips to do, and so I'm pushing the limits of this access unit to see if we can go live. Super 9, you on?
I got my ears on, so you're broadcasting as you're driving down the road.
Yes, I am. Don't tell anybody.
Wouldn't they call it distracted driving? That's kind of like texting or something, isn't it?
But it's kind of like being on a telephone, isn't it? I mean, okay. You know, sacred fire of liberty, you can't put it out while you're traveling, can you?
All right, that works.
All right. Well, do we have Cheryl Chumley on with us? Yay or nay? I don't know. I can't hear.
No, I was waiting for an answer there. I don't hear.
I am here.
Oh, there's
Cheryl. Okay.
Oh, there's Cheryl. Hey, Cheryl. So you're probably going to tell me, don't be doing radio while you're driving. I know. That's what I'm going to hear from you because you care.
Yeah, well, you know, you do what you got to do. It's not ideal, but I can hear you now, so.
Okay. And we got to figure out if we got the Dragon Slayer on the line with us, FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan Emord. He's been traveling a bit. He told me he was going to be here this week. And one of the things that he also told me is he insists that I come up to his Halloween party. Cheryl, do you know about this? Did you go last year?
I didn't make it last year, but I got the invite this year, and I'm really excited because I think I may be able to go. I'll know within the next week or so. Are you coming?
Okay. If all goes well, I'm going to have my whole family up there because it's such a spectacle. And from what I hear, it's going to be out of this world, no pun intended, because it is an alien theme this year.
Yeah, it sounds like he puts on amazing parties. I mean, these just aren't the regular run-of-the-mill type parties. It sounds amazing.
Yeah, no, Jonathan doesn't do anything halfway. Now, speaking of halfway, how about releasing some medical records from Hillary Clinton more than halfway? I think this has been probably the biggest news of the week in the presidential race is everything's gone medical.
Yeah, and Hillary just came back on the campaign trail today after taking some time off due to what appeared to be a cough and some dehydration. But 2 days later, we found out it was actually pneumonia. And when she came back on the campaign trail, she excused it as saying that, you know, most people power through these types of things. And she was sorry to miss the campaign for a couple days, but she's back stronger than ever. You know, but this is going to her trustworthiness issue. People wonder, and rightly so, why did she feel the need to hide her true health issue for so many days?
Well, and of course, because of the way she goes about the lack of transparency, the questions are only going to get bigger, you know, because Bill says, oh, it's just the flu, like downgrading the pneumonia. But even the pneumonia, what I know about it as a homeopath, and I don't pretend to be a medical doctor. I don't have to be. I didn't have to unlearn some of the things they have to unlearn to know what I know. But at the same point, pneumonia doesn't really come with the symptoms that we've seen from her for years at this point, and particularly these strange seizure-like activities where she's losing muscle control or proprioception. So I still have questions about that being the true and full diagnosis.
Oh, well, I do as well. And what gets me, it's just the constant need for deception, it seems like, that is all things Clinton. You know, most people, if they had a bout of pneumonia and they were running for a political office, they would just say, hey, I had pneumonia, and most Americans would understand and move on from there. But with the Clintons, there was always the shadow of doubt and suspicion cast over everything they do. And you always question their motives, and usually it's because they're covering something up. So I'm with you. It's not just the pneumonia lie or deception. It's all the medical deceptions that's gone on in the last few months that still leaves Americans wondering, is she, in effect, fit to serve as the president?
And if we observe what we do know or report what we do know, of course, prior to this week when she had the fainting spell, as they're calling it, at the 9/11 memorial, it was a conspiracy theory, don't bring it up. And, of course, the mainstream media played along like the lapdogs that they are until this happened. And then suddenly even, you know, leftists who want Hillary to win, whether they like her or not, began to say, okay, now this is a real deal. But even beyond that, if we look at what I talk about, and Jonathan, of course, takes on for many years, the FDA approved drugs, and you start adding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, however many you're on, these drugs were never tested in concert for approval. So they might have approved one on its own and another on its own. You start throwing a cocktail together. Why do people think that Hillary Clinton would not be victimized by the same thing hundreds of thousands of Americans are victimized by every year? Polypharmacy, multiple drugs that have never been tested together. These could be just side effects that include neurological strange symptoms, including the cough that never goes away.
You know, that's a really good point, Robert, and I don't think most Americans think about that. You know, I mean, honestly, what is she on for medicine right now that we might need to know about because it has side effects that impact her behavior, her mental capacity, the way she thinks? You know, these are all things that you want to know that your president is healthy about. And if she's running for this high office and she's claiming that she's fit in one hand, but then a few minutes later stumbling away sick and disappearing for 2 days due to cough or flu / pneumonia, we don't really know, then, it's worrisome at the very least.
Yeah, and if we look at I didn't get to see the Dr. Oz show because he interviewed Donald Trump about his health. It doesn't seem that there are any smoking guns or bizarre things. The only thing I'm really disappointed in Donald Trump with his health report is that he may, in fact, be on a statin drug. I haven't seen it. That's what I hear reported. And my perspective on statin drugs is they're downright dangerous and worthless because the cause of heart disease is not high cholesterol.
Well, you know, you can just look at Hillary Clinton and look at Donald Trump, and you can make a snap decision on which just looks healthier. But Donald Trump has had a few doctors come out in his defense, in his support in recent months, particularly in the last couple weeks, saying that he has a sound medical bill of health. You know, he hasn't released his full medical record, so we don't know everything that he may or may not be on. But we do know that, you know, he's claimed that he doesn't drink, smoke, do drugs, never has, never will. And there is no smoking gun on that regard. You know, no photographs of him drinking it up or anything like that with friends. So, you know, it appears, at least at this point, that if we're talking about physical fitness, that Trump definitely has the win.
Mm-hmm. And it also shows, and I, again, my story, my history, and you know, the things I've said the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance, because it ensures that you will get every invasive test, procedure, and drug, experimental or otherwise, infused into you. And, of course, Hillary has access to all the top doctors she wants. I've even heard that she has some integrative medicine doctors. I don't have confirmation of that. But if that's the case, why isn't there maybe that's what she's hiding, that she's on an alternative medicine she doesn't want anybody to know. But if that's the case, it doesn't appear to be working.
Yeah, I think that's the key word, hiding, what you just said. You know, at this point, we don't know. We don't know full medical disclosure of either candidate, but it Hillary Clinton is certainly giving more red flags than Donald Trump at this point, and I think that's why we're focusing on her. But, you know, in the end, what it comes down to is not only who is the most physically fit, medically sound candidate for office, but who's the most trustworthy? Who can we as Americans support as a leader, as a strong leader, as a leader we can trust? And, you know, say what you want about Hillary's health. The fact is, her hiding her medical history, her hiding her medical conditions right now does not do anything to point to her as being the most trustworthy candidate.
Yeah, and the strategy on the part of Hillary historically has been, how much can I hide, along with Bill Clinton. Do we have Jonathan Emord with us tonight?
Well, yes. Hey,
Jonathan.
Here.
Yay, hooray.
Yes. Hey, Jonathan.
The miraculous work of Don Naylor in fixing our, patching our network has achieved this connection.
Hooray,
and,
Super Don.
All I can say in passing is, and I hope... this is not the case, but when you have to manually lift someone to put them into an SUV, they have something wrong with them more than pneumonia. I guarantee you that. And that's what happened with her. You know, when you look at her leaning against that post, she was incapable of standing on her own 2 feet. Then when she stumbles getting into the thing and she can't make it the distance of maybe 2 feet, and she had to be lifted and put in there, that's a serious thing. Look at her head, how it bobs, you know, from side to side. This is really serious stuff. She's got some major medical condition. I mean, we have the earlier incident where her head began to bob uncontrollably. These are neurological problems, and they're not insignificant. These are significant neurological problems. Who knows exactly what it is? Is it epilepsy? Is it Parkinsonism, Parkinson's disease? Is it some other neurological disorder? I don't know.
Yeah.
But she's also taking warfarin. And you and I know that that's an extremely serious drug. I mean, we're talking about a blood thinner that is only prescribed in very serious circumstances where they fear a stroke or heart attack is likely, and they can't control it with regular aspirin regimen or something like that, or Plavix. So... this is serious, and they're not being forthcoming, as Cheryl said.
No, they're not. Yeah, exactly. Well, when we come back from this break, RSP right here on the road, literally on the highway, doing this thing. So far, so good. We're glad to have Jonathan Emord back on board, the FDA Dragon Slayer. And he may be slaying some FDA dragons, including one that's promoting the use of electroshock therapy. Is that really coming back, and the FDA is going to allow it? I want to hear from Jonathan on that as well, as Cheryl Chumley.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within 2 weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Rekindling the sacred fire of liberty with Jonathan Ebord, Cheryl Chumley. All the notes are up. The links are there. RobertScottBell.com, Ebord.com, and the blog that Cheryl runs there. And Cheryl, you brought this to my attention, this thing Jonathan is doing related to electroshock therapy. I thought that had been long since gone.
Yeah, who wouldn't? This is some crazy stuff. And you know what? Listeners should know, Jonathan Emord is the one out in the front fighting on this, and kudos to him. You know, electroshock therapy is basically going through a reclassification at the FDA to make it less of a regulatory, device to use for medical conditions, namely depression. And as Jonathan will just explain in a minute here, there's tons of people out there who've suffered memory loss, IQ loss, all kinds of devastations from electroshock therapy. Now the FDA seems to want to make it easier to use.
Yeah, thank you, Cheryl. So a lot of folks don't realize this, that electroshock therapy is still used. Most people thought that when they got rid of lobotomies, by and large, they also got rid of electroshock therapy, but that's not the case. There are a large number of people, about 1 million people a year, who are subjected to electroshock therapy, and it's used in cases frequently of severe depression. They pump into your brain 450 volts of electricity, up to 450 volts of electricity, with the intent of inducing a grand mal seizure. And it wreaks havoc not only in the brain but throughout the body. People have had heart attacks. They've died in the middle of these things. And they put an electrode on either side of your head and pump your head full of this electricity, and they do these sessions over and over again. Many people go through 20 to 30 sessions of this electroshock therapy. It erases their memory. It causes them to not even know who their spouses are, their children are, their parents are, and it also erases their memory of talents that they had. So if they knew how to play the piano or play the violin, they forget that. And it really causes severe consequences long-term for a lot of these folks. And despite that fact, the FDA is moving to reclassify it from Class 3, which was with stringent controls, to Class 2, where it will be more liberally available in cases of severe depression. And that's just a tragic cop-out and a concession to the industry by the FDA, when all the evidence on this that's credible points to the conclusion that this does cause severe consequences, as one might well imagine, when you pump, you know, 450 volts of electricity into your brain for several minutes. You are really doing a number. It kills brain cells, as you would expect, and it causes all these disruptions in normal cognitive function, including wiping out these people's memories. And there's got to be a better way. I mean, do you bludgeon someone to death because they have a brain ailment? No, you try to find a way to alleviate it that doesn't involve killing a person or putting their brains into a situation where they render them at least in part mush. I mean, this is just grotesque, and yet it's the practice, and the FDA is endorsing it.
Jonathan, who's greasing the FDA on this one? Because it doesn't make sense, because even the drug companies would probably say, we don't want that because it could be used as an alternative to our drugs. We want you to buy our drugs. So this is a really strange story.
Well, it's unprecedented, in fact, because the FDA, as is required for with any device that is of Class 3, asked the industry to supply evidence of the safety and efficacy of the device as a basis for reclassifying it to Class 2, which is less stringent. And the industry supplied no competent evidence. They didn't supply the safety evidence the FDA asked for. They didn't supply the efficacy evidence. FDA's own panel assembled on it recommended against the reclassification, and yet FDA is going forward with the reclassification despite the fact that they don't have any long-term safety and efficacy data at all.
Incredible.
And they also dismissed 98% of the submissions made by the public concerning the injuries, and they relied on only a small subset of the evidence to support their conclusion. So it's grossly arbitrary and capricious and a concession to the industry over the welfare of the public.
Cheryl, hey, real quick, do you have any articles you're working on that our listeners would want to know about?
I've got a few up on PamelaGeller.com dealing with some radical Islamism.
Okay, beautiful. Well, we'll make sure we get those linked up. Cheryl, it's always great to have you on board. Glad to have Jonathan back doing the Sacred Fire of Liberty with us as well. Norm Singleton's going to join us with the Campaign for Liberty after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Don't try this at home, folks. Broadcast professionals on the air, me on the road, literally. We'll talk about that another time. But Jonathan Emord's here, Sacred Fire of Liberty. Just about to be joined by the Campaign for Liberty. You know him, Norm Singleton, in just a moment. Jonathan, again, you know, the whole episode, we keep talking about the medication or the medicated Hillary Clinton, and, you know, joked about the electroshock therapy. Of course, it's just a strange thing if she's willing to be on five or X number of medications and not reveal what is really going on. I don't know if there's precedent in presidential politics to hide an ailment as much as we go back to FDR and hiding the paralysis for a long time. And I go back and reevaluate that, and many people speculate it wasn't polio, it was pesticide poisoning. Having said that, again, modern contacts, I don't know there's a precedent for what Hillary's doing.
Well, this is a big deal because if she has neurological problems, it means that could be affecting cognition, her ability to think. And from the email traffic with Huma Abedin related to Hillary, it seems that there are episodes when she's incommunicado. Basically, she can't communicate. She stares into space. Instances where she can't control her facial expressions. Instances where, as we see, she goes into this head-bobbing mode. And these are odd and powerful neurological disorders that appear. What's behind it, we have a right to know. And yeah. Whether she's had a medical evaluation sufficient to discover it, she should have it, and we should hear about it. We should have the results. Because clearly we don't want someone in the White House who's going to have blackouts, who's going to pass out, faint, and when pressure appears to be one trigger, as well as heat possibly, you know, these are matters that make it very difficult. If you're in the midst of a crisis as president, you have to make split-second decisions. Well, if you're passing out or you're not conscious or you have cognitive issues that make bizarre physiological responses or even answers, that can be very damaging. I mean, we have to have a person who can serve as commander-in-chief. And I'm afraid if she has these types of problems, which they appear to be present, although, you know, we don't know what the source is, we need to know about it.
Yeah, John, I appreciate all your... Norm, you're right. And this is beyond ideology, too. Norm Singleton joins us now. In addition to the Hillary discussion, you have a blog post up there at C4L about the lame duck Congress. There's no lame duck. What is this about?
Well, Campaign for Liberty is joining a number, has joined a number of other. In fact, I would say if you look at the letter or the memo to the movement that we signed, there's some fairly hard-hitting prominent individuals from the conservative movement, including Jonathan, I believe, someone who used to be your old boss, Ed Meese. Or was he not, or did you not work at the Justice Department when during his tenure as AG?
I didn't work for Ed Meese. I certainly know him and know of him, but I didn't work for him.
But this is it's become common practice. So I think it really is one of the things that would most really upset the drafters of the Constitution if they saw it, that Congress during an election year, they do a lot of posturing, show votes for political purposes. One House, they might debate a few appropriation bills, but again, it's basically to just give the appearance that they're serious about doing their work. And then they wait till after the election to have a lame duck, and that's where the real work gets done. And what usually happens is we end up wrapping all this stuff up in a big omnibus appropriations bill, and of course the spending is increased, the regulations are increased, and maybe at most liberty-minded people might have one or two writers on uses of funds that they can point to as saying the whole thing wasn't a total loss, but it really does make a mockery out of representative government with all the little deals. So we are attempting to stop that. It doesn't look like we'll be successful. But today I just learned that next week they'll be doing a continuing resolution. They're still negotiating it, but one of the items that's likely to be in there is a item that extends the rules for a quorum for the Export-Import Bank to say that it can include, I think it's representatives of the Treasury and other government agencies, so that it would make it easier for them to get a quorum to approve loans, which they haven't been able to do because Richard Shelby's been holding up a nomination. And this is a continuing battle that Campaign for Liberty and other groups have been having to try to stop this agency. We got kind of ramroded last year by a deal that was cut with the Senate leadership. And I think everybody remembers Senator Cruz's very angry speech on the floor about this. And now we see once again why these continuing resolutions and these lame duck sessions are so dangerous, because the special interests, they want the Export-Import Bank. All the Democrats want it. A lot of the Republicans want it. and even a lot of so-called conservatives will support something like this, because they'll say, well, this is pro-business, this is pro-growth, this is pro-market, because they either don't understand or don't care that if you really are pro-market, you're anti-cronyism, anti-corporatism, even if it might offend a campaign contributor or two. But this little shady backroom deal is the type of thing that's going to get slipped in the next couple of months. And this type of lame duck could be particularly dangerous, because imagine if Trump wins, then President Obama is going to want to do everything he can, both regulatory and legislatively, which means he's going to be in a mood to try and cut as many deals as possible with the Republican Congress, which may or may not, depending on their mood, be in the mood to make some sort of compromises for him, and they'll just justify it on the grounds that we have to get rid of take the budget deal off the table for the new president.
Right. Absolutely.
And if Hillary wins, and the Democrats take the Senate, and as some people at least a week ago were speculating, takes the House, you'll have McConnell and Ryan with the attitude that we need to cut the best deal we can with Obama right now, because it's only going to get worse next year. And so that'll be the justification for the bad deals. But this XM Bank thing is just a really, it's a really slimy deal. And I think this is something that, you can point to and say that, you know, this is the type of thing, which is why so many grassroots Republicans and conservatives and people who've never been involved in the political process this year gravitated to Donald Trump, and even gravitated to Bernie Sanders as one of the few progressives who remains who opposed the XM Bank. It's because people are just, they're tired of this sleazy deal, and they're tired of a bipartisan leadership that serves the same corrupt interests, but they pretend that and puts the interests of the corporatist class, not the business class. Because
Norm, how might this relate to the Fed's next crisis? You have another blog post on that.
Well, it relates in terms of this is the type of. You know, when you talk about an institution that puts the interest of corporatists and crony capitalists ahead of the average American, it certainly does relate. And it relates directly in that Janet Yellen is talking about the next time there's a serious economic downturn, which could be at any time, she wants to get extended authority to intervene in the markets by increasing purchases of private assets. Now, what this means is in 2008 and in 08 and 09, and continuing up to quantitative easing, the Fed stretched its current authority to limited authority to buy assets of private corporations to the max. I think they may have even bought some stock in to help prop up some of the car companies under the guise that, you know, most car companies when offer their consumers the ability to finance the loan through the company. So they claim that they were financial companies. I might need to double check that, but that's my memory. And she wants to do this. So imagine, if you have a company that goes teeters on the brink, and I'm just going to pull one out of the air and say Ruby Tuesdays, because I know that the one that I used to go to just shut down. They're having some problems. But for whatever reason, now if you're an investor and you're going to invest in Ruby Tuesdays or Applebee's, and you know the Fed has just bought stock, which one are you going to pick? Well, some people might say, well, pick the one that the Fed hasn't brought in, because the one that the Fed bought in, it means they're unsound. And that's not a bad reasoning, but isn't it more likely to say, if the Federal Reserve owns equity in this business, doesn't that by definition mean they're too big to fail? Because is Congress and the regulators really going to let an institution that was singled out by the Fed as important enough that the Federal Reserve would buy their stock suffer? And also, when you have the Fed, which is an arm of the U.S. government subject to oversight and regulation by the U.S. Congress, won't that give a new push to the drive by the left to make business, to make private businesses make decisions not based solely on the interest of shareholders or workers or the business itself, but on catering to a progressive social agenda? So you might have a business that all of a sudden is under pressure from Janet Yellen's left-wing mouth, right, and to conform to the, quote, climate change, unquote, agenda.
Right.
It's
all right, Norm, I appreciate the update. We got to take a break now. Jonathan Emord is going to wrap it up with us all here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. Why is Congress getting involved with the MMA? That's a big question next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735. 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
My phone says I have arrived at my destination. And just in time to wrap up the Sacred Fire of Liberty, we're going to revisit some CBD for anxiety next hour. Also, an update that I did with attorney Robert Moxley on the attempts to overturn SB 277 in California. That's yet to come. Right now, Jonathan Emort here, of course, Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty. And Norm, you had another point to make on the whole Fed shenanigans, and then we'll transition into the MMA attack.
I just wanted to point out that, again, going back to kind of one of the reasons why, starting with the bailout, continuing to the Tea Party, and then the anti, then in the Occupy, and then the campaigns of Trump and Sanders, and, of course, the campaigns of Ron Paul 2012, and some of the other Republican candidates, this year there's this anger at the feeling that the establishment is ripping us off from so many people. If you notice that Yellen's plans for a bailout don't include average Americans, they don't include homeowners who are going to lose their homes, they don't include the people who are going to lose their jobs, they don't include the millennials suffering from college debt, living in their parents' basement, trying to eke out a living as baristas at Starbucks. Once again, the connected get bailed out, and the middle and working class and their people and their children get inflation and stagnation.
Yeah, very typical. Yeah, it is. The Fed is, even though, again, some people on the left just love the Fed because it allows for the inflation of the currency, and therefore you can run a welfare society, much less the corporate welfare. We've talked about corporatism. There's still enough of that support up there on the left and the right that we're not getting, I guess, to the heart of the matter and freeing up competition and currency, as Ron Paul said years ago.
Right. That's right. Yep.
So what about competition in the ring, in the MMA ring? I mean, Jonathan and I, you know, the boxers that we became, and of course you've got quite a lineage, Jonathan, with your dad. We've talked about that. But MMA seems to be a rising star in the pugilistic sporting arena. But what does Congress want to do with that, Norm?
Well, there's a bill introduced, and oddly, I forget the name of the sponsor, but he is a Republican, and it would basically impose some new federal regulations on MMA. And I think what it shows is, first of all, the mindset that even people you would think would be more sensible get into, that says that nothing in American life should be out of the purview of the U.S. government. Everything should be just left to the market. And the idea that that the federal government could somehow improve something that's being enjoyed by millions of people doesn't seem to have any scandal or negativity attached to it. It's just the congressman probably got a letter from a constituent complaining about it and decided there ought to be a law, so I'll make this law. And talking about boxing, the law it amends is a 1996 federal law regulating boxing. And of course, boxing was thriving for over a century in this country before, the 1996. So it's a small thing on the grand scale of things, but I think the fact that it is a small thing just illustrates the mentality of too many people in D.C.
Yeah. Well, Jonathan Emord, I'm so glad you're there, although I feel bad for you. They have to be there because of your mission to take on the bureaucratic oligarchy and try to shrink the government back to a constitutional size, but I sure am glad, and a lot of folks are glad that you're out there doing battle.
Yep, just trying to create indigestion in the belly of the beast. And if I can make that monster lose its cookies every now and again, I feel a great sense of achievement.
Yeah, just feed them Hillary Clinton. They'll be really ill in a hurry.
Well, they'll certainly get a dose of drugs they hadn't anticipated, that's for sure. Hillary's a drugged-up gal.
Comes with plenty of drugs. Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, doing great work out there. If you're not a member already supporting them, please go to their website. You'll read the blog. And, Norm, we appreciate you so very, very much.
Thank you.
And, Jonathan, keep slaying them dragons. We're here for you as well, my friend. And I'm looking forward to seeing you next month for a Halloween party like I've never experienced. In the meantime, folks, it's the God's honest truth. Even if everybody else tries to tell you the other side, it's true. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.